I think we could declare that spring has arrived. How about getting some of it on our plates? Resident chef Kathy Gunst is here. Kathy, you are bringing in the greens?
It's a pretty exciting moment. I've said this in the past, but I do always think of that moment in The Wizard of Oz when it goes from black and white to color. That is how it feels, particularly in New England after a very, very long winter. We're talking about chives, arugula, peas, artichokes, watercress, even dandelion greens. Mm.
Dandelion greens. These are the things that you try to kill when they're in your lawn.
Absolutely.
Or you eat them.
You do eat them, but you only eat them if you have the kind of lawn that I have where no chemical has ever touched it. The most harmful thing to touch my lawn is a lawnmower. it has to be an area of land that you are 110% sure has never been sprayed. Otherwise, you find dandelion greens this time of year at farmers markets. I found it in my regular old supermarket, and it's an elongated green. The dandelion, you can eat the dandelion flowers and the greens. They're earthy, they're nutty, and they're also slightly bitter, almost like an arugula or a radicchio. It's the long, long elongated green.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it now. It's so beautiful. And then when you see the elongated green coming out of
your lawn,
you're
like, oh no, I got to mow. So before you mow, pick and eat or look for them at a farmer's market. They're, like so many of these spring greens, so good for you. Like no calories, tons of vitamins, and very high in calcium.
Okay, so that's the dandelion green. And we've got a salad here. We'll have all these pictures at herenow.org. I can see the radishes sliced up. I can see the dandelion greens. What else am I seeing?
So I call this the green, green spring salad because we must be redundant because we finally have green. This is a very, it's almost like a tonic to winter. This is parsley, fresh mint, fresh chives, fresh dill, a little bit of thinly sliced radishes. You can throw your dandelion greens in there. And then to keep it light and keep it fresh, the vinaigrette is made with lemon juice and chives and olive oil. Mm. This salad, ready?
Mm-hmm.
5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, no exaggeration. You could have that for lunch with a piece of grilled bread with olive oil on it, and that would be a lovely celebration of spring.
Of course, there might be 5 more minutes out on the lawn with that little pokey thing, getting the roots of the dandelion, because if you don't get the roots, then you haven't really got it out.
All I can think of are those commercials for spring where they're like, hate those dandelions? Put this poison on your lawn.
And you're like, no.
No. Go organic. Go
eat
green.
Eat it. Okay, it makes you feel like you're doing something good for yourself, but it also is such a, I mean, it's like a wake-up call for yourself. This is also the beginning of the season for pesto, and you've got toast and pesto, but what kind is this?
This is an arugula pesto. It has no basil in it. Pesto can be made with so many things, and this time of year, the arugula is one of the first greens you'll see in many gardens and farmers markets. Very tender, slightly bitter. When I say bitter, I mean in a really pleasing way. Mm-hmm. There's bitter that's like, no, I don't want that, and then there's bitter that you actually really crave and like.
It looks just like, you know, basil. Old pesto, but let's see.
Got a really different taste, and hopefully, you get the crunch of just some grilled French bread with olive oil on it. Arugula is, again, low in calories, 8 calories for 2 cups. It is filled with vitamins A, K, and C, iron, potassium, calcium, full of antioxidants. I swear if you eat a lot of this arugula pesto, you'll live to 100.
Wow. It's a very different taste.
Isn't it? It's completely different. You can't be expecting the basil. But on a piece of salmon, if you spread that on it and put it on your grill this spring, or even popped it into a hot oven or a skillet, it would be great on a piece of chicken, but it's equally good just on a piece of toast.
Wonderful.
With a salad for dinner.
Okay, over here we see sautéed watercress.
Yes, unusual. This is a classic Chinese dish. I first learned about it from my friend Grace Young, who writes wonderful Chinese cookbooks, and she talks about wok hei, which is when you get your wok so hot that the vegetable cooks very quickly, and then you're meant to eat it immediately to get that absolute delicious flavor of when the wok is hot enough. So here's the recipe. Mm-hmm. Little bit of cooking oil. I used canola. Fresh ginger and fresh garlic sauteed for 10 seconds. You throw in the watercress, young spring watercress, stem and all, and you cook it for maybe 3 minutes, tossing it till it's just tender. You add about a teaspoon or two of soy sauce. That's the whole dish. Mm. Couldn't be simpler. Eating that makes me feel energized in a calm way, the way a cup of coffee does. Like, I feel awake and alive and energized to move on with my day. In Chinese medicine, watercress is said to moisten the lung and help relieve a cough. And watercress is found throughout New England and many parts of the country by streams or rivers, thus its name, watercress.
But of course, farmers markets, and as you say, many supermarkets now just have all this for you. Boy, just a couple other thoughts for spring greens.
Other greens to look for: sorrel, which grows wild all around my garden. Many people also consider this a weed. If you taste it and it tastes like lemon, that's sorrel. You will find this in farmers market. It makes exceptional soup. You know, saute a leek or an onion, throw a ton of sorrel in, some vegetable stock, and whirl it up. You will have this gorgeous green spring soup. Also, you'll start to see spinach in the markets, but young. The thing about spring greens is that they're so tender, and you don't want to add a lot of fancy sauces or complex cooking techniques, because you really want to honor the greenness and the earth and the fact that we're back to a new season.
And not just in the nick of time. We've been talking spring greens with Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Again, all these, it's beautiful and also
it's green.
Tastes great. You will have it at hereandnow.org. Kathy, thanks as always.
Thanks, Robin.